Voice check, mic check, 1, 2. Hi guys. It's been like forever, right? Like, I haven't recorded any episodes since the beginning of this year. Wow, it's been a really busy year for me. Like, 2020 started off really, really busy. Like, I haven't been able to really learn to manage my time yet in this 2020, because I've had a lot of things to do, especially work. Yeah, my job now requires a lot more from me. It's been a great experience for me working at my present place of work, and it's just been really crazy because I don't even have time like to do a lot of things. So it's part of the things that has affected my podcast. But hey, how you guys doing? How's 2020 been so far? 2020 has been amazing. It's been really great. It's been one amazing year with different news from different places, coronavirus. You know, I mean, I have a feeling this year is going to be really, really excited with a lot of things in it. Right now I'm just really like everywhere. I'm not really, how will I put it? I don't want to say I'm overwhelmed. I want to say that I'm just like everywhere. Like, I'm trying to get my mind together. I'm trying to really sort out some things and, you know, just put things in place. And I'm planning to move into my own apartment, get things done, you know. 2020 has just been like, okay, for me, every year, the first quarter of the year is the time that I get to really put a lot of things in place about my life, because my birthday is March. So January to March is the first quarter of the year. So for me, those 3 months, January, February, March, they are the moment where I get to make very huge decisions about my life. And then by April, I am kickstarting my new year. I mean, after my birthday, of course, it's a new year. Kickstarting my new year with a lot of dreams, a lot of efforts, a lot of plans being put in place and all that. So that by the end of the year, I already have an achievement that I can record. Like, this podcast was started after my birthday last year. Yes. So I'm planning to launch another thing. Of course, my birthday this year. So I'm going to keep that a secret. I'm not going to tell you guys about it yet, but it's going to be huge. It's going to be really, really amazing. So just watch out for it. Yeah, basically, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and it was really, 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 really exciting, because funny enough, I don't really give so much importance to Valentine's Day, even when I was dating. I'm single, by the way. I'm not in any relationship. So if you have someone you want to recommend or someone you want to match us up together, you can always, you know, let me know. I'm single. Yeah, but anyways, that's not what we're talking about here. It's just, you know, side stuff. It was really nice to see, you know, some of my friends, my colleagues and others post, you know, beautiful things on their WhatsApp status and their Instagram and Twitter. And everybody was so excited. People got gifts from their offices, from their managers, from their boyfriend, girlfriend, from their friends. It was really nice. And I didn't actually know how single I was until yesterday. Like, it really hit me that, babe, you're single. Like, single to stupor. Like, it's crazy. And it's even more crazy when it's not like there are no other guys asking you out. It's just you're interested in just this one person. This one person that you can never have. Like, that's my situation right now. I like a guy. I like him so much. But I can't have him because he belongs to someone else. You understand that kind of thing? And I don't know why. I think I've always liked guys that I can't have. It's always been my thing. Like, I don't know why. It's just always been my thing to like guys that I don't have. And I'm trying so hard to stop it. So I don't know how I got here. Like, how am I liking someone that already has a girlfriend, someone that cannot, that you know, it can't work. It's not going to be possible. So why am I wasting my time? So yesterday just really dawned on me that, girl, you need to move on, you know, you need to let go, you need to start focusing on, you know, your life and putting things in place, and then at the right time, the right things, the right people will definitely find you. There are people that really care about me. This is my friend GT. So basically, this podcast is actually dedicated to him. So GT, full meaning God's time. GT is my friend. We actually met during NYC. We met during NYC in camp, and let me tell you guys that since the day we left camp, I haven't set my eyes on GT. That was June 12, 2017. I haven't set my eyes on GT. I have not seen him. Like, we haven't seen each other since then. We only talk on phone. But GT is one of the most amazing people. GT is so amazing. I could tell him anything. I could pour out myself to him. GT is one person that makes sure that he listens to my podcast. And if he notices that I've not recorded for a while, he will call me or chat me up and say, "Oh, girl, I've not seen your podcast episode in a while. Is everything okay?" You know, and just today he sent me a message and said he sent me a message. And you know, GT is that kind of person that makes you feel awesome, that makes you feel you are more. You know, when you're down, when you're what's the word? When you're overwhelmed and you just need someone to talk to, and you just need someone to tell you, to remind you of how amazing you are. GT is that kind of person. GT is that person that is always there to remind you of how amazing, of how beautiful you look, of how blessed you are. You understand? So GT is just everything. He's amazing, he's awesome, he's funny. He's that person I can be myself around and not, you know, have to be so conscious or, you know, try to be another person. He's really great. So what am I trying to say here is that you don't necessarily have to have a boyfriend to feel amazing. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing if you have a partner, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or you're married and you guys love each other so much and they are your best friend. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Because believe me, I want to find a husband, a best friend, a father, a brother, everything in one man. I love that. I love that your partner is your everything. I mean, God is your everything, but you guys get what I'm trying to say. Like, you have one person that can fit into your gossip partner, your boyfriend, your business partner, your pastor. Yeah, you just have that. You have that one person that has all the qualities and all the things you need in other people. So, having a conversation with him, with GT today, and getting his message just made me realize that the truth is, most times you really don't need the people that will necessarily be a huge part of our lives don't necessarily come in the form that we think. So what am I trying to say? Valentine's Day might have been the day where I was working late at the office. I didn't get cake. I didn't get a rose. I didn't get a rose. I didn't get roses. I didn't get any gifts. Nobody even sent me a personal message, a romantic message that I woke up to. Nobody flaunted me on their social media. You understand? But it's more about the little things that people do. It's more about the little way that we show love. So I just want to say that if you're single like me, to stupor, just look out. Check. In your circle, you have amazing people who really cherish you, who really will do anything for you. So all the energy, all the emotion that you are just keeping in while waiting for that special person to come, why not pour it out on your friends? Why not pour it out to the people around you? Who knows? Maybe it is when you point out that the other person that is supposed to be your boyfriend will notice. How about being there for a friend? How about being the reason someone doesn't commit suicide? How about you just telling someone you look beautiful, you look amazing, you're awesome, you're smart? Those words of encouragement can be the reason why someone decides to live again. Someone decides to be happy. Someone decides to let go of the past and move on. We never know the power of words. We never know how big or how much our words can do. If we do, then we will look for a way to always make sure that we speak positive things into people and into our lives. People are, no matter how, let me say, unemotional you are, what will actually get to you in one way or the other. I saw on Twitter, a man said he's been married for 24 years, and just that night, his wife said, "I love you. I really, really love you." He said, yes, they've been married for 24 years, and after his wife said those words, that he was just smiling. He was just happy. And he just held on to his wife, and he has been smiling. He's an old man. But it felt really great at the time that the wife said those things. Doesn't mean that the wife doesn't love him before. No, but she just said those words. She probably was just saying them. Like, baby, I love you. I just want you to know I really love you. He might be going through some things that he's not even discussing with the wife. He might actually be thinking that their marriage isn't really going the way it should. But those words, they are words of reassurance. Excuse me, they are words of reassurance, they are words of encouragement, they are words of their promises that, baby, see, it's been 24 years, but I just wanted you to know I'm not tired. I am here and I'm not going anywhere. I still love you. So most times, let us not just focus on, oh, I have to have a boyfriend before I get to show my romantic self. I have to have a girlfriend before I get to, really know how to compliment people. No. Look around you. Look at your office. Look at your environment. Your neighbor. Tell their kid, oh, you look great today. You're amazing. Say thank you. Say, beautiful things to people. Wake up one day and just text all your family members and say, I love you. Yes, I know in Nigeria. Or should I say in Africa? That is really weird. Like, if I wake up one morning and decide to text all my siblings and my parents, I love them. Oh my God. They are all going to start calling me. What's going on? Are you dying? Are you sick? You understand? But really, once in a while, let's do this. Once in a while, I tell my younger brother, I'm proud of you. I love you. You are a strong man. And those words mean a lot to him. There are times that he's going through so much in school and he doesn't want to tell me about them. But when I just say those words, it will pour out everything to me. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. But if I hadn't said those things, he would have just kept them to himself. And who knows if he really, really needed someone at that point. So, what I'm trying to say in essence is that as much as possible, show love around. As much as possible, don't just be sulking or don't be a saucy or sassy person, so to say, because you're not in a relationship and because you're single. You're hating on other people who are in a relationship, and you're just waiting for someone to come into your life to make you happy. Believe me, if you are not happy, there is no way someone else can make you happy. That's the fact. Happiness is something that is inside of you. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Fine, it takes some effort from the outside for the happiness in you to come out. But I had colleagues that bought themselves gifts yesterday. Yes. There was a colleague of mine that bought herself a gift, a Valentine's gift, and she was really excited yesterday. She was really happy. I said I was going to buy myself ice cream though, but I don't know what happened. Okay, I was working late, so I could not get an ice cream. But really, these are the things. Just do things for yourself, do things for random people, for other people, and let's just see how it goes. Let people have a special place in your heart so much that you have a lot of love to throw around. So, yes, thank you so much, guys, for bearing with me, for listening and all my shenanigans and all. Thank you so much. I'll try as much as possible to keep recording and, at least release two episodes every month. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. I know Valentine's Day was yesterday, but it doesn't matter. It's still the season of love. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. And I wish you guys all the love. All the love, all the love. Bye. Okay. Wow, it's my birthday in it's my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday. 21st of March every year is my birthday. So basically, birthdays are just really amazing days. It's the day that you get to celebrate that you came to the world. Yeah. I mean, it's not like every other person didn't come to the world, but you just came on a particular day. Yeah. And you have to, a kind of remembrance. For me, birthday is like a remembrance of the day that you were born, the day that you came to this world to say, oh, hey guys, I'm here. To do the do, to do things, to make things run, to make the world, yeah, go around and all that. I'm always so excited about my birthdays. Like, I've always been so excited about my birthdays. Like, last year was even like really, really, like, I was so excited about it. I was already doing countdown, like, I think from March 1st, and I was already like, hey, it's my birth month, all those stuff that we do, and was really cool, even though I didn't have money. Ah, that my last day birthday. What happened, Seth? Yeah, I didn't really have money, but I was able to wear a very fine clothes. Sure. I carried my wig, JJ, my wig that I've been wearing since February, I think. I wore it, I did my makeup, like my makeup was dope, was bad. Yeah. I went to work. Yeah, it was on a, I think it was on a Thursday or something. So I went to work. So yeah, my colleagues were really nice. They sang for me and all that. There was no cake. There was no cake. There was no cake. Hopefully this year, oh, there will be cake. Just not like on the D-Day, but there'll be cake. And I don't say I'm excited about this year. I am actually, just that it's not the regular excitement that I always have. It's just to me like, okay, it's my birthday. It's more of a reflection for me. It's more of so I have a list of things that I intend to achieve this year, and I just want to say I've achieved one of them. And it was a bold step. It was really something that I couldn't have probably imagined myself doing like 2 years ago or even a year ago, funny enough. But I knew like every birthday for me is a time when I get to start my year. So for me, the year starts on my birthday. So there were some things I set out to do. And I said, oh, these are the things I'm going to do for this year. And I've been able to do the major one for me. I've been able to do like the most pressing one for me. And I'm glad that I was able to do it before my birthday. And for me, that's enough gift for myself. The fact that I was able to do this thing, this big bold step that I took. And it was not convenient. It was not rosy. It was something that I had to clear my account for, and I'm still going to be clearing my account for some days in order to make up for, the debt and everything. But I'm just so excited. I'm at peace. I'm really happy that I set out to do it and I was able to do it. Even I gave myself 3 months and I was able to achieve that thing within 2 months. So it just shows that when we set our mind to something and say, oh, this is what I intend to do, this is what I want to achieve in the space of this period, if we do not relent, if we
set our mind at that thing and we are focused, we are going to achieve it. It might not come in the way that you want it to come, it might not really go in the way that you would have thought that it should go, but it will definitely happen. And for me, that's the key to life. It's good to celebrate birthdays with friends and families, buy cakes, do a nice hair, wear a fine clothes as a lady, do your makeup. You know, if you have a boyfriend, get your boyfriend to take you out. Somebody like me, I don't have a boyfriend. I cannot keep myself, but that's a talk for another day. You know, if you have a boyfriend, you guys go out. Some people, their friends throw parties for them. I mean, my friends threw a party for me when I was 22. That was when I was in my final year in school. And I mean, it was the best birthday gift I've ever got in my life. Like, every birthday, I always remember that surprise party that my friends, you know, organized for me. It was really touching. It was so thoughtful of them, because that day, I think I didn't have money as well. Funny enough, wow, I need to break this jinx. I think on my birthdays, I don't usually have money. I think it's because I don't plan towards it, or I just always expect that money will come, so I don't really save up for it. So I think I'm going to change that. Yeah. And maybe because I've just always been this kind of person that I just always thank God for life, and I just always thank God for where I am at the present age. So for me, it's not a function of buying cakes. No, not really. It's just more of, you know, reflection. For me, my birthday has always been more of reflection for me. Except when I was younger, you know, it was just birthday, you know, normal thing. But as I, when I became 20, you know, things changed for me drastically, and it just dawned on me that I was getting older and things needed to change, and I really needed to start working on myself and my growth. And so what I'm trying to say is that birthdays are amazing days that we should spend being happy, being grateful to God, being around friends and families, you know, receiving calls and text messages, going out, eating lots of cakes and food and all that. It is great. But for me, it's also a day where you get to sit down and really think about, what do I want to do in the next 1 year? What is it that by the time I'm having my next birthday, I want to look at and say, wow, I achieved this when I was so age. For every age that I'm, you know, getting to now, I have plans for what I want to do at those particular ages. So for this age, I have something I want to achieve. For the next age, I have something I want to achieve. You know, I'm not yet 30, and I'll soon be 30. So for me, it's a function of I'm getting closer to 30, and there is a place where I see myself by the time I'm 30. There is a plan I have in place that by the time I'm 30, that plan has to be achieved. There is a position, there is a point that I've marked, you know, in my life, that by the time I'm 30, I want to be at this point. So I know that for every year that I get to, I have to, you know, do something. I have to walk the walk, like we say. You don't just talk the walk, you walk the walk, you walk the talk. You let your talk match your walk, and you let your walk mark your talk. Do you understand? So for me, it's more of reflection. I've grown, believe me. I have grown. I developed myself mentally, spiritually, you know, in every way possible. Does that mean I have, you know, gotten it? I have, you know, gotten a hold of everything? No. Every blessed day we keep learning, but learning becomes easy. Learning becomes really stress-free. Learning becomes enjoyable. Learning becomes productive. Learning becomes something that we see the result when we are intentional about it, when we are focused, when we know, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. You know, everybody can do their birthdays, and it's just a day that is different. You go out with friends, you drink, you have fun, you party, you eat cakes, and then you sleep and then you wake up the next day and life continues. I think for me, birthday should be a day where a change begins. Like, you don't deviate from whoever you used to be. You understand? I mean, I'm still a lady. I mean, that has not changed. But some things need to change. The way I see myself should change. The way I carry myself should change. The way I express myself in a group of people should change. The way I communicate should change. The way I set my goals and, you know, put things in place towards achieving them. The way I communicate with people that are older. The way that I communicate to people that are younger. The way that I do things generally. Funny enough, one thing about me is once I celebrate my birthday and, you know, of course, the age increases, I always have this feeling of, wow, I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. So unconsciously, that age just comes upon me and I just start acting it. So if you're not very close to me, you might not see me do my shenanigans. Yeah, because I'm trying to act the age. But if you're really close to me, come on, I'll do the shenanigans. I will be myself with you. But, you know, what I'm just trying to say is there is this picture I want people to have of me. There is this people that I want people to see that, oh, this is who I am. This is the kind of thing I represent. So for every age, I have that thing that I want people to see. At this age, I want to be someone that when it comes to learning, when it comes to having strong opinions, I am seen as one person like that. I am seen as an example when it comes to career, when it comes to, you know, people that move up the ladder of their career fast, people that they match their work with their talk, they match their talk with their work, people that when it comes to God, they don't joke with it, people that when it comes to seeing things differently and, you know, going for whatever it is that they want, when it comes to Forbes 30 under 30, like they think of me, those are the kind of images I'm having about myself. So it is now for me to put myself in positions, in places where opportunities to, you know, explore, opportunities to show who I am, what I am, actually comes in. And these things are not things that will just come on a platter of gold. You work for them. You strive towards them. So, in summary, what I'm trying to say is that birthdays are amazing days. Birthdays are days that we should cherish. I don't joke with my birthdays, actually. Whatever I set out to do on my birthday, I feel like I always do it. So, for this birthday, I think I just want to rest. I mean, there's COVID-19 and everybody's scared and all that. And it's a time of reflection. It's a time of, you know, taking care of oneself. So I am trying as much as possible to just stay indoor, have fun, you know, go on Netflix, watch movies, receive calls, you know, dance around my room. That's the plan. So, like I said, birthdays are days that should be cherished. Birthdays are days that we shouldn't take for granted. They come once in a year. So when they come, and they come and we are in good health, we are in the right place, even if we're not in the place where we think we should be, but you are in a place where you are privileged, but you are in a place where you are able to do things, you are in a position where you are able to say, oh, when it comes to people that have actually contributed to the success of ABC, I am among them. I think it's something that should be celebrated. But as you are celebrating, I also feel that you should, you know, reflect. What do I want to do in this new year? What are the goals I have for this new year? What do I want to achieve in this new year? What are the milestones that I really want to get to this year? What are the negative things I want to do away with? What are the things that are not helping me grow, that I want to do away with? So for me, birthdays are days that you have for that. No matter how busy you are, there is this consciousness that you have that today is your birthday. And that consciousness is something that one shouldn't take for granted. Tap into it, reflect, and just set the pace for that year. So thank you so much for listening. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I'm not going to tell you guys my age, but I mean, some people are very good at maths. So if you can calculate it, I mean, there's no harm in it. Marriage. Marriage is not part of the plan for this year. There's no even good there. Yes, yeah. I don't know. But for this year, no, please. It's not. But I think it's an emotion, marriage is not. Relationship, yes. I would love to get into a relationship this year, but marriage, nope. Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much. Please listen. I know I've not been here for in a long time. Work has been crazy. One day I'm going to talk about work. Like, I am really going to devote time to talking about it. But till then, you guys, you know, I love you. Take care. Bye.